And it's time for our annual check-in to see which new words have been added this year to the American Heritage Dictionary of the English Language. It's fun to see how quickly these words become part of our vocabulary. 10 years ago, they added the terms red and blue state. They also added the cocktail mojito and the number puzzle Sudoku. So joining us, as he does every year, with this year's ads, Steve Kleinedler, executive editor of the American Heritage Dictionary. Steve, welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me back, Robin.
And we know you added over 400 new words and senses this year. What's the difference? What's a sense? I know one of them, for instance, the senses is journal.
Yes, a new word is precisely that, a word that we've added as an entry to the dictionary for the first time. A sense would be a definition of an existing term, but a new sense to go along with it. And as you mentioned, we added a verb sense for the word journal, the act of writing one's thoughts or observations in a journal. So you can journal, people do journaling, that kind of thing.
People hate when words become verbs like that, but into the dictionary it goes.
It happens all the time. I mean, people used to hate it when that happened with contact, when contact first became a verb back in the 50s and 60s. It drove people nuts. Oh, yeah. If you look in the first editions, you'll see these usage notes just talking about how much it drives people nuts, and it's become totally accepted.
So contact was somebody that was your contact?
Yes.
But then to contact someone was new?
Yes. And it was, you know, the suggestion was you should say whether you're going to write or call or telegram or whatever.
So let that be a cautionary tale. I mean, things that you don't like now are going to be, people are going to say it's old hat in 50 years.
Absolutely.
So how does it happen? How does a word get in?
It depends on the type of word. For example, the four new chemical elements that they isolated this summer, once they get finalized in December, they'll go in next year because the scientists in charge of them say, hey, this element that we're calling oganessen, that's its name, and it goes. Mm-hmm. Usually it's not that cut and dried. A lot of times we're looking at a variety of source material from across the country in different styles of newspapers, blogs, you name it. And when it's got a wide currency and we think it's going to stick around for a while, because we don't tend to put in things that we think are going to fall out of use in a year or two, the more currency it has, the more staying power it has. And when the meaning is kind of settled, that's a time that we're most likely to add it.
Well, one of those this year, Zika.
Yes. Yeah. That's a good example of something that might not need to stay around as long before we'd consider putting it in. Much like we added norovirus or Marburg virus in years past, this became such a large health threat that it was deemed to go in.
If somebody wants to know what it is, you want to have the information there. Ransomware, something you'd not even heard of 10 years ago.
Right. 10 years ago, you might have heard of it in a futuristic cyberpunk novel. But now it's a very common occurrence, something that disables the operation of your computer until you pay money or some other ransom to the organization responsible for it.
Yeah. Okay. So that's, an unfortunate addition. But some fun terms. Glamping, glamorous camping?
Yes. It was when this first came to my attention, I was thinking, how big a word can this possibly be? It is everywhere. You see countless, everything from newspaper articles to Pinterest sites. Not only is it a huge field, it's commercially, you get people marketing for people who want to go to sell products to them, that kind of thing. It's quite a force.
Okay, if your smartphone or your tablet isn't working, it's a brick. It's not connecting to the internet. That goes in.
Yep.
But talk about another just kind of change in usage. A big one this year, the word they with a singular antecedent.
Right. The singular use of they, as in everyone took their hat and left, has been around in the English language for centuries, even though people have railed against it.
And why would they rail against it? Because?
Well, the traditional grammar rule that we were trained in elementary school is that the generic form is he. Everyone took his hat and left. Or you could say everyone took his or her hat and left. But I think most editors would agree that his or her is clunky. They is very naturally what people use. It's been part of the language for quite some time. So we surveyed our usage panel last year. And depending on the type of sentence, up to half of the usage panel found it acceptable, which is a vast increase from years past. The usage note, which can be found at ahdictionary.com, search on the word they. There's a fairly lengthy usage note there that gives the history.
This would be even more important now when there is so much gender bending?
Well, that's a secondary use, is that for people who are gender fluid or don't conform to the gender binary, you'll see individuals who wish to refer to themselves as they. And that was another usage that we polled. And what was interesting, about a quarter of the panelists accepted it. And among the panelists born after 1945, 40% did. And that's a pretty remarkable shift in a short period of time.
Right. What words didn't make the cut?
Well, I've got a couple of words that didn't make it this year, but will be in next year. Two of them you might find interesting. One is self-care, the activities you undertake and the things that you do to make sure that you're not burning yourself out. That is very likely to go in early next year. Another word, a common compound, we didn't have time to get in this year, but it will probably go in next year, is down ballot, as an adjective, like down ballot races.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Well, we know, Steve, that the American Heritage Dictionary never picks a word of the year. You add words because of their usage. But the dictionary.com word of 2016 is one that has a usage note in your dictionary this year. It is Xenophobia, and I spell it because, how do you pronounce it?
There's actually two acceptable pronunciations, and that's what we were testing, xenophobia and xenophobia. Xenophobia is the older pronunciation, but xenophobia has been around for quite a while. And last year when we surveyed the usage panel, the panel overwhelmingly found both forms to be acceptable, and slightly more at 55% preferred the xenophobia pronunciation.
Xenophobia, xenophobia, fear of foreigners. Kind of sad that that is the word of the year.
It is. It really is.
Leave us on a happier note. What's a goofy word?
A goofy word. I like food. So we can talk about some of the food words. For example, poke, which is spelled P-O-K-E, which is a Hawaiian salad or appetizer consisting of raw fish, usually tuna, served in soy sauce and sesame oil. I wonder if I'm getting you hungry now. Another word I was surprised we didn't already have, but was spätzle, the German pasta or dumpling.
Spätzle's just going in the dictionary?
I know that it's one of those words. I think our food editor was doing a pasta review or something, and we noticed it, for whatever reason, had never been put in. So that's another, a good function of the editors. You know, when you're researching specific areas, sometimes you find these gaps that were there and you didn't realize it until you looked at it closely. So, you know, in addition to looking at new stuff, we do regular reviews of subject areas for this very reason.
Yeah. Swaths of the country are so relieved that their spätzle is now in your dictionary. Words that have been added to the American Heritage Dictionary. We'll have a list at hereandnow.org. Steve Kleinedler, executive editor of the American Heritage Dictionaries, always visits with us at the end of year to let us know what's new and, as we just heard, what's old. Steve, thanks.
Thank you so much, Robin, for having me. It's been a pleasure.